life. We're going to talk about growing mums, all about mums, not moms, mums, and evergreen care and diseases. Plus, our guest is author Wendy Williams and your garden questions. So, Holly, let's get into the program. Talk about mums, M-U-M-S, the flower.
Yep. So mums are a very common fall flower that you see at pretty much any garden center,
right,
even outside of grocery stores.
The mums have come. The mums are here. It's the pumpkins and the mums. Yeah. That's the yeah, kind of the consensus.
That, like, you don't have to go far to find mums. So yeah, if you want to add mums to your landscape, the best time is now, basically.
You want to plant them in the ground. I mean, I you can put them in containers, you can put them in raised beds, however you want to do it. But in the ground is, you know, the traditional way to do such. And there's all types of mums. There are cold hardy mums that can survive the winter and thrive as a perennial. Now, perennials mean they will come back year after year. Annuals mean that they will come back, or they will grow one growing season and then they will die off. And in some instances, that annual will drop seed for the next generation to germinate and grow at the appropriate time during your particular geographical area.
Right. So that's correct. So they are cold hardy. They survive. They do their perennial thing. So one thing you want to think about is maybe what you want to do with your mums. If you want to, I mean, obviously you're going to add them to your landscape.
Yeah.
So if you think about, like, what color you might like.
Well, here's the thing with anything, with vegetable trees, shrubs, whatever. Know where you're going to plant the particular item and know how many particular items you have space for. So you don't go to the garden center in spring and buy 38 tomato plants and you can only find a spot for 7 of them because you like all the varieties. Same thing with the mums. That you don't want to get 6 or 7 mums, and then you really don't have the locations in which you can plant them, and then you have to figure out, what do I do now? So there's some things we need to be aware of with mums. Mums have the best chance of surviving winter when you plant them in September, so we're past that particular time frame. But in some parts of the country, it is just as warm, or just as the temperature has not fluctuated to a great degree that it was a couple of weeks ago. So you want to keep that in mind.
Right. That's definitely a good tip. So another one is that darker mums tend to hold their color longer. So as the flowers fade, you won't notice it as much. So if you are growing mums or planting mums or adding mums to your containers, whatever, and you're like, I want these to pop for a long time, you want to use the darker ones.
Right. And you can also deadhead them. That kind of helps the procedure of getting rid of the old ones and kind of stimulating the new growth on the plant as well.
Right. That's definitely what you want to do. You do want to deadhead them, and that also helps prevent them from becoming leggy. And so they have that nice, like, bushy
form. Yeah. And when we deadhead, there are people who will go in there and just grab it around their fingers and pop it off. Really, the best application or procedure is to get scissors or clippers, something to cut it, make a smooth, clean cut, and that will be better for the plant. Kind of the same, and I'm going to kind of the same of ripping your fingernail off that's a little long with your teeth versus clean cutting it with a pair of scissors or clippers or fingernail snips. Kind of the same outlook there for the plant.
Right. That's definitely a great tip. Another thing is keeping in mind that they have shallow roots. So when you water them, you want to make sure you're not oversaturating them because of those shallow roots. They could get root rot a little bit quicker. So you want some really well-draining soil. They can kind of grow in any type of soil, but it has to be well-draining. Otherwise, if you have clay or clumpy or whatever soil, and those shallow roots can become problematic.
Now, the mums are going to bloom for about 7 weeks. It's kind of their framework there in the fall. And you plant them in areas that get 6 hours or more of sunlight. So the high spectrum of the partial shade to the full sun aspect of it, we kind of label partial shade 5-6 hours is kind of where we're at when we define what partial shade is. So 6 hours to full sun is the best place in which you can plant them. Now, a thing that you want to keep in mind about these mums is you may be full sun right now because the leaves have all dropped off some of the trees around, but in the spring they may not, you know, that type of thing. Be aware of what is going to come versus what is visually there right now.
Right. That's definitely a good point. And a nice thing about mums is that you can plant them in containers. So if you have other annuals that maybe are dying back, whether that be your, you know, your pansies or your petunias or what have you, you can replace those with mums and still have that color for a while.
And when they will come back in the spring, right? Because they're a perennial, but they won't really bloom until fall again, correct?
Right. So that's what they like. They like those cooler evenings. So once we start to get cooler evenings is when they're going to come back.
So while the yellow, red, orange, and rust color of mums, also called chrysanthemums, are associated with the fall, mums can bloom in the spring. The conditions for mums to bloom can be right in the spring as well as in the fall. Early blooming of mums can be cut back to allow more flowers. Once in bloom, in the springtime, the period in which the blooms can occur is about 4 to 6 weeks early on. And once in bloom, the mums will continue to flower. And as long as you take care of them and they're in the correct location, you can deadhead, and that will help produce more and the maximum potential of flowers in the spring. So based on the type of mums, you can get both. You can get some fall colors as well as spring colors. So you're keeping them happy and healthy and maintained so you can not have to go to the garden center next fall at this time and buy more mums. But you can have an establishment that has been created in your landscape where your summertime flowers have faded away and the mums will fill in those gaps of color that you're looking for to maintain all the way up to the cold temperatures and snowfall.
Right. And so they can grow pretty much in any zone. If you are growing in anywhere between zone 3 to 6, you want to look for the early blooming varieties. And then once they die back, you want to cover them, whether it be with like some evergreen boughs or burlap to help them.
So we're not mowing them back over or not trimming them down to the ground. We're just covering them as a protective layer if we feel that we need to.
Right. Correct.
And we, again, the key to all of this is location. Have good soil. If you need to add good soil, you need to incorporate that because, yeah, the plants, the mums is going to look beautiful in the container at the garden center or at the grocery store. But if you have crummy soil and you plant it, that plant is going to react to the soil in which you put it in. So the dietary aspect of the plant is going to reflect how lack of nutrients the soil which it is planted in has.
But that's only if you are going to plant them permanently. If you're going to use them in a container, you know, just I would choose whatever is going to look good. And that's what a lot of people do. They put them aside from, you know, next to their hay bales and their pumpkins and their
In the container
stalks
that they came from.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll up-pot them. But the likelihood of them surviving the winter in a container is a little less than if it was physically in the ground because the ground doesn't freeze as hard as you think it does, like a block of ice or like a block of soil would in a container.
Right, but I'm just saying that people are using them to accent their landscape, you don't have to worry about your soil necessarily. Just make sure you deadhead them and you keep watering them, and they should last you well past
till snow in the places that snow occurs.
close to early winter or whatever, you know, late fall, what have you.
And there's all different colors of mums, much like there's multiple different colors of other flowers. So it's kind of what's available in your area is really the key to that type of thing or what you can get a hold of. Now, again, you can order stuff online, and that's great. But if you can support the local independent garden centers that this year needs the most help, go to there, follow their protocol, and purchase, you know, their pumpkins and their mums or their ornamental peppers or whatever they may have for your fall decoratorial needs would be the best thing to do to help support them because they've supported you in the past.
For sure. Definitely want to support your local garden center.
And so, you know, if you've never grown mums before, this may be the year to try it. And if you're uncertain of how the mums are going to react into your ecosystem, because every backyard is slightly different. For example, our back, the large garden, which is Holly's mom's backyard, seems to, and this has been for a decade now, doesn't get hit by the frost like the adjacent properties do. For whatever reason.
It's like in its own little microclimate pocket or something.
Right. So whenever the frost is coated on the roofs of the neighboring properties, there's nothing on the garden. So keep that in mind, that if you're concerned about how things are going to react, you can get a couple of mums, set them up, and then you can always add to them year after year and create a very established growing bed that will pop in the spring and the fall as the colors of the spring and summer pass away.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.